All right, Alexander, let's talk about the political situation in Germany. Olaf Scholz, his approval rating is as low as can be. Well, maybe he can find a way for it to get even lower, but he's like hovering at like 20% approval rating. And they tried to go after the AfD. They're still trying to go after the AfD, but it looks like the AfD is starting to recover from some setbacks that it had a couple of months ago, and we could talk about the rise of Sarah Wagenknecht, who has always been a prominent politician, but seems that she's getting more attention with each passing day. What's going on in Germany?
Well, I think you've described the situation quite well. First of all, Olaf Scholz, he is deeply unpopular. He is leading a government that is extremely fractious. The FPD, the Liberals, in other words, are now showing signs of getting closer to the CDU, the main opposition party. In some respects, of course, politically, economically, in terms of economic thinking, those two parties are closer. So there's already that going on. And Scholz himself just went to China. He met Xi Jinping there. Xi Jinping threw the book at him over Ukraine. Told him, you've got it all wrong. You should stop sending weapons. You should sit down and talk. You should give up this idea of trying to defeat the Russians. If you read the Chinese readout, it's fairly clear what Xi Jinping was saying. But in terms of German politics, the most interesting fact about this visit by Scholz to China is that we were told that large numbers of people from the business community would go with Scholz. Fewer did than many expected. And the Greens, Robert Habeck and Annalena Baerbock, the one the economics minister, the other the foreign minister, they didn't go with him. Probably in the case of Annalena Baerbock, Scholz wouldn't have wanted her there. But in the case of Habeck, who has never, by the way, visited China throughout the time that he's been economics minister, one gets the sense that he thinks that Scholz going to China is wrong and he wants conflict with China just as he wants conflict with Russia. So you sense a dysfunctional government that is beginning to come apart at the seams. The problem is that the opposition party, Christian Democrats, the CDU, CSU, led by Friedrich Merz, see very much like the Labour Party in Britain, wants to do exactly the same as the government, only to do it even more. They want to be even more anti-Russian, even more pro-Ukrainian, send even more weapons to Ukraine. They want to follow essentially the same economic policies in Germany, except with added, insistence on preserving budget discipline, which, many Germans would agree with. But as we've discussed, intensifying the economic war is ultimately in contradiction with that. So the CDU, CSU are not providing alternatives. And what's starting to happen in Germany, again, as we've discussed, is that Germans are looking for alternatives. So Germans, especially working class Germans, who are inclined towards the right, and there are many of them, are now starting to coalesce around the AfD. And Germans, especially working class Germans, the SPD's old base, of whom there are also many, are starting to coalesce around the new left, which is Sarah Wagenknecht's party. Now, if we could just explain what Sarah Wagenknecht's party is. She has emerged out of Die Linke. Die Linke was a party that emerged in the 1990s. It was a union between the old East German Communist Party, which still has, had residual support in East Germany, and various left-wing parties in the west of Germany, which joined it together and formed Die Linke. And originally it was a classical socialist working class party, adhering very much to the kind of politics that you associated with socialist working class parties. And it did quite well. At one point in one election, I remember, it got as much as 13% of the vote nationwide, which is, you know, significant turnout for a party like that. And then, of course, they wanted to find their way into government. They began to water down their program. They went full on adopting the whole panoply of policies with identity issues. People, their working class base, didn't like that, and the party has collapsed. So out of that, Sarah Wagenknecht has appeared. She says, we go back to what we originally were. Working class, socialist party, we're not interested in the identity issues. We're not going to go down that road. We are, if anything, we stick with traditional values. We are also not keen on further immigration into Germany. We understand that our working class base doesn't like that. We have a different perspective to this from the AfD, but, you know, they don't like immigration. We don't like immigration, slightly different reasons. And apparently she's starting to gain support. And the initial polling figures suggest that her party is going to do significantly well in the coming European Parliament elections. So the AfD came under enormous pressure earlier this year. Lots of talk that it was going to be banned, if you remember. A major attempt to try and play up a meeting that took place some members of the AfD attending it, talking about deporting. It was made out that it was all about deporting immigrants and all kinds of extreme and, in my opinion, forced parallels were made with a plan that the Nazis had had to send people to Madagascar. I'm not going to get into all of that. Anyway, for a short time, that dented the AfD's support. The AfD has been so criticised for so long that it's become bomb-proofed, in my opinion. It lost a certain amount of support. It's won it back. People have thought about the criticisms of the AfD. They've decided it doesn't hold. And you see the AfD getting stronger once more. So there we are. It's a complicated situation in Germany. We'll see what happens with the European Parliament elections that are due in May. But unlike in Britain, which we've talked about many times, where the political class has managed to smash all political alternatives to itself, and where there might eventually be alternatives, but they haven't really yet formed. In Germany, the Germans seem to be ahead. There are now challenges to the establishment, both from the right and from the left. And both the CDU, which has had a big working class vote in the past, now risks losing some of that to the AfD. And the SPD, which was historically a working class party, could start losing support. It could start losing support from the left as well. So we'll see what happens.
The elections in May are very much a referendum on the state of things in Germany and in every country that's going to be having the European, the EU elections. Will AfD be able to put up a good showing for those elections?
This is the big question. And I think this is the other thing that one has to say. Both the AfD and Sarah Wagenknecht's party, if they're going to get momentum, they need to do a good showing in these elections. So all the stops are going to be pulled to prevent them doing so. If they do put on a good showing, if they get a solid vote, and if the established government parties do badly, or are seen to do less well than they should, then, as I said, we could start to see more momentum shift towards these opposition parties. If they fail, if the results for both each of these parties, or for either one of them, is disappointing, then, given the realities in Germany, one can see how there might be, again, a consolidation around the centre. And in that case, we would be looking forward to a Friedrich Merz CDU government in probably a few months' time, with an even harder position than the one we have. So these elections are going to be very important. And, you know, it's far from a certain thing how they're going to go. Just saying, if the AfD and Sarah Wagenknecht do well in these elections as well, it has another effect, because it could also change to some extent the political complexion of the European Parliament. So, you know, people like Claire Daly, for example, might not be quite as isolated as they are at the moment. So a lot hangs on these elections to the European Parliament.
I mean, it's also a referendum of the conflict in Ukraine, the support for Ukraine, as well as what's happening in Israel and Gaza.
Well, indeed, yes.
Do you think the elections could, like in Germany, for example, if Sarah Wagenknecht and AfD have a good showing, do you think they could change the policies of the current government in Germany? And I guess this question carries over to every government in Europe who's been very supportive of Project Ukraine.
If they
do poorly in the elections, will they change their stance?
No, it won't. It will do the opposite. One way or the other, and I think this is an important thing to say, however well the AfD does, however well Sarah Wagenknecht does, even if they win the maximum degree of support in the European Parliament elections that people say they might do, even if we have Bundestag elections, parliamentary elections in Germany, and, you know, they again win the maximum number of votes in those elections, so that these two parties together form a significant bloc, let's say 25-26% of the representatives in the Bundestag. That will still leave 75% who are committed to the war and who want to continue the existing policies. What will in that case happen is that you will see a political consolidation in government on the part of the centre. Probably a new grand coalition with the CDU, the CSU, the FPD, perhaps Social Democrats, who knows? I mean, whatever. But a new government formed, even more committed to the policies that we are seeing now. And what you will also have is an intensification of the attempts to discredit and to basically suppress these opposition voices. There's growing signs of insecurity in Germany. There was a pro-Palestinian conference, for example, that took place in Berlin a short time ago, which was dispersed by the police in a, I think, completely over the top way, choosing my words very, very carefully here. Completely unnecessary to do that. I saw no sign that anybody there was going to break any German law, but nonetheless, they did that. We're going to have this again, all kinds of talk about disinformation. There's attempts to try and prove that they've been completely unsuccessful, by the way, that the AfD has some kind of financial links to Russia. There's going to be all that kind of thing. And it's going to intensify. It's going to continue through the May elections. It's going to intensify in the Bundestag elections, on the eve of the Bundestag elections. And if, as I said, these opposition parties do well, it's going to get even stronger afterwards, because the political establishment in Germany is totally committed now. It's completely invested in the current policies. It knows that it can't retreat from them, because if it does, its credibility is shot to pieces. And they will pull every stop to suppress wherever they can and however they can. But nonetheless, and in spite of that, it would still be a big event, because it would mean that within Germany, there is a critical mass of people who will have expressed their opposition and who will have some degree of representation in the Bundestag. So, you know, one shouldn't discount the importance of it. It will be a major crack in the system, but it will not reverse the political realities.
It seems like nothing can reverse the political realities.
Well, no, I mean, it's, I mean, was it
Larry Johnson? Angela Merkel?
I mean, what was it Larry Johnson said in that live stream? That it's the Thelma and Louise approach to politics. You know, you drive off the cliff and you put on the accelerator. Of course, the difference with Thelma and Louise is that they knew what they were doing. They made a choice. The political class in Germany, they're putting their foot at the accelerator as the abyss, looms, the cliff looms ahead. But of course, they don't see themselves as driving off the cliff. They see things in a completely different way. But they do feel insecure and they do feel under pressure. And the more insecure and the more under pressure they feel, the more they will double down. And, well, you've lived in Cyprus. You know how vicious they can be when they really do feel when they really do feel that, you know, their back is against the wall, and the extent of the kind of things they can do.
Cyprus and Greece, yeah. All right, we will.
And don't think they won't do those in Germany also if they have to.
Yeah, exactly. The Durand.locals.com. We are on Rumble, Odyssey, BitChute, Telegram, Rockfin, and Twitter X. And go to the Durand shop. Look for limited edition merch. The link is in the description box down below. Take care.